the packet erasure rate, let's say the probability that we lose a packet because of fades in a mobile communication system, depends very much on whether the fading is fast compared to the length of a packet, or whether the fading is slow compared to the length of a packet. Now, if fading is relatively slow, then each of the bits in a packet will be attenuated by the same amount. And in such an environment, it's very likely that we either completely lose our packet because of a fade of all the bits, or that we have very good reception for all the bits, and the probability of bit errors is very, very small within the packet. If, on the other hand, fading is fast, then in one packet of bits, a few fades are likely to occur, so several bursts of errors are likely to occur, but if we look through a longer communication channel session, we see that the bit errors are spread evenly over all the packets in the communication link. Now, what happens to performance? If we have a very good signal-to-noise ratio, but every now and then a bit error because of a fade, we would like to spread these fades evenly over all our packets, because a bit error correction scheme is likely to be able to correct each of these bit errors, and reception over the channel is very good. On the other hand, under marginal conditions, when bit errors occur frequently and our bit error correction scheme is not strong enough to correct all the errors, what we would likely prefer to have is to have all the bit errors in just a few packets and have good reception for all the other packets. So for small signal to noise ratios, it's better to have some type of slow fading to pick our packets in such a way that the length of the packet is short compared to the fading of the channel. But if our signal-to-noise ratio is very strong, then we would just like to spread our bit errors evenly over all the channels, so we would like to have relatively long packets and to have error correction do the job to correct occasional bit errors.